Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the responsibilities of having his father visiting him are beginning to weigh quite heavily on Abner, and he's decided that the old man needs something to keep him occupied. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner is trying to launch a new plan which he has in mind. Lum,
I'll just sit here thinking. Wouldn't it be nice if me and you could have a little extra time off here once in a while?
Extra time off?
Yeah, I mean, well, for instance, if we had an extra hand around our store, why, maybe we could sort of get away for an afternoon now and then.
Oh, I get it. All right. Where is it you want to go today?
I don't want to go no place, honest.
No use beating around the brush, Abner. Might as well come right out flat-footed with it.
Huh?
You and Grandpap fixing to go somewhere?
No, Lum, it ain't that. I just thought, well, it'd just be sort of nice to have an extra hand around the store here.
Well, we don't need no help. We get along all right. Besides, I don't know who we could hire. Everybody in town that's willing to work's got a job.
Yeah. Well, I believe maybe I know a fella we might be able to get from. He's a sort of, well, retard, you might say.
Who is it?
I think he'd make us a good hand. He could do different stuff around the store.
Well, what's his name?
And you'd like him too, Lum. He's got a lot of good ideas about how to run stores and things like that. And he's friendly. Knows practical everybody in town. He ought to bring us a lot of business here.
Well, that's fine, but who is it? That's what I want to know.
Well, he ain't no rattle-brained kid of a boy, neither. He's sort of settled down, you might say. Sort of belongs to the older crowd.
The older crowd?
Yeah, he'd get us all the older trade, I know he would.
Well, we've got all the older trade we want. What we need is a newer trade.
Well, Papa'll get that, too.
Papa?
Wait
a minute. Is that who you've been talking about all this time? Your papa?
Well, now that you bring up his name, Lum, I believe he would make us a good man here.
Now, just a second. Just stop right where you're at. That's one thing we ain't going to do is hire your papa. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Lum, all I meant was...
He practically runs the store as it is, and he don't even work for us. Think what it would be if we actually hired him.
Well, he wouldn't try to boss things around too much. I don't think, hardly.
He wouldn't be in here 5 minutes before he'd have the place full of bead bags and lightning rods and avocados. Hiring him would be just like taking a shortcut to the poorhouse.
Well, I've got to do something with Papa. I can't leave him over at the place with Elizabeth no more. And I ain't got time to follow him all over town and keep him out of trouble. So I just figured if we could give him a little something to keep him busy here...
Well, I admit that'd be a good idea. Or to have something to take up his spare time. And that's what he's got the most of right now.
Yeah, he's got a lot of things.
But we just can't have him around the store all the time. That's all there are to it.
Man, I don't know no other place we could find him a job. We were the only ones I could think of that might hire him.
Well, you could illuminate us, too.
Well, but that cuts that list down pretty much, don't it?
Yeah. Of course, there ought to be somebody that could use a feller like him. He's still pretty active and spry.
Oh, he's spry. That is, he's spry for a couple hours after breakfast. There on, he sort of tapers off a little.
Well, maybe you could get him a morning job somewhere. Just work half days.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Reckon who needs just a half worker around here?
No, offhanded.
Well, maybe we could get him a job in the bakery making them half loaves that you're always talking about.
That I'm always talking about?
Yeah.
I never said nothing about half loaves.
You did, too. And you said they was good, too.
When did I say that?
Just the other day we were talking, and you said half loaves was better than some.
Oh, that. Well, that's just old lettered saying. Half a loaf is better than none.
Huh?
Don't mean they actually make half loaves.
Well, how do you know they're better then?
Well, you don't have to bake a half a loaf to have one. You can just take a whole loaf and cut it in two.
Huh? Well, Papa could do that. He's good at cutting. You ought to see him swing that Civil War sword of his.
Well, he couldn't use a sword in a bakery.
Well, he could swing a bread knife just as well, huh? You ought to see him cutting bread for Elizabeth over at the place. He just might not cut clean through the breadboard. He's got that thing hacked up something wonderful.
Well, I'm just afraid he'd be too dangerous for her to be cutting bread over at the bakery.
Oh, he wouldn't hurt himself, long.
Well, I don't mean him. I mean he'd be too dangerous for the other workers there.
Well, let's see. Where else could we get him a job?
Don't reckon Caleb needs another hand down there at the blacksmith shop, do you?
No, that'd be too hard work for your papa anyway.
Yeah. Might work him in down there at Luke Spears' lunchroom. Papa can cook, you know. He's done his own cooking for years.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out. Luke's woman does the cooking now. Good and well, she wouldn't put up with your papa.
Oh.
One of them would throw the other out inside of 2 days.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better to keep him out of that kitchen. She's an awful high-strung woman.
Yeah, it might even be good to keep him outdoors as much as you can. Fresh air would do him good.
Oh, well, let me see. Might deliver handbills for Will Spencer. No, Gomer Basie kind of does that, though.
There's good money in selling magazine subscriptions from door to door up here.
Yeah, but Papa's a little too old to go to college, Mom.
You don't have to go to college after you sell magazine subscriptions.
You don't?
Of course not.
Well, what do? You just tell them that you never went.
No, they don't care whether you go to college or not. I don't think.
Oh, I don't think I'd want Papa to do that, Mom. I don't want him to take a chance on something that might be illegal.
Well, I think a job like that would be too much walking anyway.
Walking to college, you mean?
No, I mean walking from door to door all day long.
Oh.
What he needs is a job like that in Grandpappy Spears' has got.
Delivering telegrams for Dick Huddleston?
Yeah. Of course, it ain't a big paying job.
No.
But it'd keep him busy.
Yeah.
I don't reckon he makes more than 60, 70 cents a year out of that.
Huh. Doggies, he ain't even a dollar a year, man, is he? Make better money working for the giver, man, than that.
I don't know what kind of a job to suggest for your papa. They don't seem to be no special thing he's fitted for. He just had a profession of some kind.
Profession?
Yeah, like a doctor, lawyer, milkman, or something like that.
Yeah, that would help. I don't really see.
Wait a minute. I know what we can do. Where's the almanac? Where is that almanac?
Almanac?
Yeah.
What do you want that for?
They got a list of jobs in there to fill it and learn. Hey, wait a minute. Here's a book. I'll show you what it tells you about. It's right in here someplace. I seen it just
here. Oh, you mean them advertisements for them correspondence schools?
I don't know what they're exactly. I seen them. Whereabouts did I see them thing? That's right.
I can tell you. There's one on page 10.
Hey, wait a minute. Here it is right here. Look at there. A whole list of jobs right there. Look at that.
Well, I don't think none of them things would help your papa, though.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to try. Some of these sound pretty good, too. I was reading them the other day. Just listen to this. Architecture. Air conditioning, accounting, blueprint reading. Ah, dog, is there something right there? Now, Papa will read anything.
Well, that's a different kind of reading, though. What they do is have to read diaphragms, I think.
Well, Papa don't care if it's down on paper. He'll read it.
That wouldn't be for him, though.
Well, he could take up boiler making here, civils engineering. Now, there's something he knows a lot about, that civils engineering. He went clean through the war at the same time.
Well, civil engineering ain't got nothing to do with the Civil War.
Huh?
Just learns engineers how to be civil, that's all. Means being polite and such as that.
Oh, no, it's just ignorant. Well, let's see, what's that?
Hammer, I tell you, you're just wasting your time looking in there.
Contracting and building, coal mining. Might get Papa a little shovel, let him dig a little coal.
There ain't no coal around here.
No, that's right. Wouldn't have to dig much. Just have to keep him off the streets. We had some here and get somebody's coal bin, but I don't reckon it'd make money. Let's see here. What else could we get him?
Abby, you might just well stop reading that.
Cartooning. What's a cartooning, Long?
Well, it just means boxing things up, putting stuff in cardboard cartoons.
Well, Papa wouldn't like it. Railway postal clerk, radio operator, steam fitting. Oh, doggy, that's silly. How can you fit steam?
Well, we've got ways of doing it.
Oh, pretty.
More than likely tells about it in the correspondence course. They just take two pieces of steam. Or no. I don't know exactly how they do it.
Maybe they might sack it up first.
I mean, you might just as well forget that book, because your papa never could make no money out of none of them jobs, no way.
Why, he could, don't says right here in black and ink that lots of fellers has made big successes out of their sales overnight. Well, Harvey L. Chester is one of them, in fact.
Who?
Harvey L. Chester of Des Moines, Iowa.
Your name? Chester.
He writes, after taking one of your fine courses, I triple my salary in 2 weeks.
Salary? Oh, salary.
Huh?
Well, I do not.
Arnold Colton of Quincy, Illinois is now making $60 a day in his spare time.
$60?
That's what it says right here. It says
Let me
right
see
there.
That book for a minute.
Yeah, look at it. That's a good thing. And just look at that picture of Clyde D. Albert or Terry Hote, Indiana. You can just tell he's a big success.
Oh, yeah. Look at that high collar he's got.
Yeah. He's doing good.
Hey,
look at here, Lon. He made $22,000 last year just working evenings.
Right. Let's see that.
Evenings? He might have been a burglar.
What do you have to do here, anyway? It says, simply check course or courses desired and mail to the following address.
You have to mail in the whole book?
No, you just tear out this page here. Let's see here. What would be a good one to check?
Mm-hmm. That air looks pretty good, that air conditioning there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I believe I'll check mechanical engineering.
Yeah, sounds good.
Now all we got to do is just tear it out and send it in.
Yeah, wait a minute. So what about Papa Long? Don't you think we ought to check one of them things off for him, too?
Oh, he won't have time for none of this stuff.
Well, why won't he?
Because you'll be so busy conditioning air, and I'll be so tied up engineering mechanicals, your Papa will have to run the store. Hurry up, Abner. Get this thing sent in.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.